Please do take a seat. And so we're going to have our reading from Luke 24, verse 36 to 48. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought what they were seeing, a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do you doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet and see that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. And he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish. And he took it, ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I have spoken to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day. And that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed to his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are my witnesses." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Holy Spirit, with any doubts, issues with trust, and any unbelief, Holy Spirit, will you come and be with us today? Will we come and use these words? In Jesus' name, amen. So today we are looking at the theme of help our unbelief. And so to recap what has just happened, Jesus was arrested, he was tried, sentenced, and crucified, died and rose again, appearing to Mary first. And so part of the Bible reading that should have been included but wasn't, this was my fault, there were two disciples, and they left Jerusalem just as Jesus was crucified, out of being scared, and they were on their road to Emmaus. And so, if you were like, they went down the road to a local harvester and bumped into a stranger, and they started to tell this stranger everything that Jesus had done in Jerusalem. And they were telling amazing stories. And in doing so, he turned around and said, "I am he. I am Jesus." And to do so in proving to them, he took a loaf of bread, broke it, and blessed it. And in doing so, he proclaimed the scriptures have been fulfilled. Their eyes were opened, and that they could see it was Jesus. Now, in our scripture reading today, Jesus later appeared to his disciples. They couldn't believe it either. They even thought he was a ghost. So to give them evidence, he said, "Look at my hands. They've got holes in. Touch them if you like." And yet they still didn't believe. They were in shock. And so to even prove to them again that he was not a ghost, he asked for something to eat. Now, if Jesus walked into your house and he asked for something to eat, please don't give him boiled fish. I think that could be the worst thing to give to Jesus. Anyway, they gave it to him and he ate it, and they watched, utterly amazed. Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures, that he had fulfilled the scriptures, meaning God had not changed his plan in terms of salvation. He brought it to a conclusion that he has fulfilled the prophecies and the scriptures. That Jesus being born, crucified, died, and rose again is all part of the plan, God's plan. And that Jesus is the word which was fulfilled. Jesus then shared the instructions to forgive all who repent and share this message to all nations, and you are all my witnesses. Jesus was constantly showing his disciples proof. I don't know about you, but sometimes in unbelief, we always ask God for proof of something. And so he was walking, talking, and eating as well. He even asked them to touch him to prove that he wasn't a ghost and he was there. According to the Oxford Dictionary, belief is a lack of religious belief, an absence of faith. Absence of faith could be connected to a change in circumstances. We have perhaps connected our faith with some desired outcomes that we want or long for. And when change happens or we do not see the desired outcomes, we lose faith and start to doubt, and therefore our belief starts to shatter. Are we looking at our problems or desired outcomes in light of God's power, or are we looking at God in the shadow of our problems or desired outcomes? It might be that you are feeling that your prayers are just bouncing off the wall or going nowhere. And sometimes we believe that God won't hear us because we are falling short and are sinful. We need to remember that God has paid the ultimate price, so we are all free and that we are all made right in his sight. And God answers our prayers, perhaps not in the way that we want, and that is okay, but he does answer them. So I have been involved in youth work for 14 years, whether that had been full-time, part-time, or voluntary. And I remember we took one, every year we would take young people to Soul Survivor Christian Festival, and there would be a big top where 18,000 young people could gather and worship God. And there was one young lad who was in our youth group, and he had cerebral palsy. And one night he sat outside the big top in a puddle, and it was raining. And he said, "You know, Adam, why won't God heal me? My life is in a mess. Why won't God come in and help?" Just a tip, as a youth worker, this is what you don't say, okay? And I said to him, "You could either carry on sitting here, crying and being upset about your situation, or perhaps you could go into the big top and ask one of the 18,000 Christians if they would pray to God and see what he does." Afterwards, it was a statement that I immediately regretted saying and shouldn't have said it. And so we chatted a little bit more, and then we went into the big top and we worshipped. And I felt a tap on my shoulder. And he said, "Adam, will you pray for me?" And so I said, "Of course." So we prayed for him, and I got some of the young people around. And I placed my hands, he was complaining of his left hand side knee hurting. And with his cerebral palsy, the left hand side of his body was slightly underdeveloped than the right, meaning that his leg was shorter than the other. And so we prayed for his knee particularly because it was hurting. And so I placed my hands over the knee, and I just prayed a simple prayer, and his kneecap pushed my hands out of the way. And what had happened was that his leg grew. Now, I've read it in the Bible that miracles happen. I've heard it. And at this point, I was a young Christian, very naive, and didn't really think that would happen, but believed it, if you see what I mean. Never seen it physically happen in front of me, and it happened. And he was a changed person after that. He went to the consultant when we got back with a planned appointment, and his consultant said he was just amazed of what had happened. And he was a changed young man, and he went telling all of his school friends and then brought them to our youth group and to church as well. But even so, after we prayed that prayer and waited for God to move and act, there was still a little bit of unbelief. Is he just being polite for my prayers and saying, actually, yeah, thanks, Adam. Is he just being polite? And then it had to be that God involved his consultant to bring extra proof that God had done something. And so when I think God wants to act and get involved, are we so concerned about the problem that we must stand in the shadow of the problem and our belief gets cloudy? So we make our problems bigger than what we can handle, bigger than what God can handle sometimes. And when we place our problems bigger than God, it becomes idolic worship. Where we stop worshipping God, we fail to trust him, we fail to believe in him, and we put more faith, trust, and belief in our problem than we do with God. And that, we know in the Bible, he is not happy about. And so what we like to do when we have problems, we like to cling on to the power of standing in our own anxiety and worry surrounding our problem, when actually what we need to do is sometimes when it gets too much, and straight away when there's a problem, is turn around and say, God, here you go. Hand it over to him. And then we can start to see through our own eyes how God is bigger than our problems. And we say sorry and we repent. God just wants to step in and help us in every single way. Now, I want to make this a... I want to say this not as a caveat, but I do want to say that there have been prayers that I have prayed and they haven't been answered. I know that there are pains and aches and stuff that I have been praying for myself, and they haven't been healed. That happens. I'm not going to stand here and preach to you that every single prayer gets answered, because sometimes it doesn't, and it's the case that we have to stand and wait and trust and believe in God. The first time I met Paul was at New Wine in 22. And I've got scoliosis in my back, and that week decided to have a really bad week. And I was on codeine for most of the week, which me and codeine have an interesting relationship in terms of, makes me go funny sometimes. And so when you're meeting your training incumbent, when you're on coding, that's for the first time, that's an interesting dynamic. And so it was the first time I met Paul, and I was getting really hacked off with God in terms of, you know, my back's bad. Year upon year upon year, we haven't had... any movement with it. And then we got home from New Wine, and I think I had an email come through from Clergy Support Trust. Well, at that time I wasn't clergy then, I was just an ordinand, and they don't normally help ordinands, and they sent an email out to say there's a health grant, if you would like to apply for it you can. So I applied for this health grant, and I had, I think it was 10 months of chiropractor appointment 3 times a week to help with my back. And since then, I haven't had any major problem at all. But years before that, nothing seemed to get any better. It was just getting worse. And so since then, I've not had any pain, majorly. And I think it all comes down to not when we ask for prayers, not asking, okay, God, I want you to deal with this. I want you to heal this by Friday next week. And I want you to do it. So while you're doing it, actually, can I have a 6-pack at the same time and some muscles as well? And I don't have to exercise for the rest of my life. That would be really nice. Oh, and can you just top up my bank balance at the same time? Oh, and that Barbados holiday as well. Prayers like that are, again, set in our own agendas, our own control in front of God, meaning that we're not putting God in control first, and that we need to trust and obey him in all things. There could be times where we actually don't see prayers answered. There was a famous chap, I can't remember his name, but he had a book, and he wrote 100 names in them book. And he, out of them 100, I think it was like 96 of them became Christians, because every day he would pray for them every single day for them to become Christians. And like 96 or 95 became Christians throughout his life. And then when he died, there's only 5 remaining that weren't Christians. And then they became Christians at his funeral. So prayer does work, and it means that sometimes we will never see the fruit of that prayer. But it will be answered, not in a way that we expect or want to see, but it will get answered. And so for us to pray these bold prayers is such what Andrew had and what Phil had as well. There requires to be trust, obedience, but most importantly, belief in the expectation that God has a desire to move in our lives and that he has a desire to work through each and one of us. So we need to put God back into control over any situation that we are facing, and that belief is the foundation to all of that. And even if you need proof, just ask and see what he will do and believe in him. Shall we pray? Holy Spirit, will you come? Speak to our hearts and minds with any situation of unbelief that we are facing right now. Will you breathe your Holy Spirit into them situations? In your name, Jesus. Amen.